Dr. Peter Uni is head of the Ontario Science Table, and he joins us now here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. Dr. Uni, good afternoon on this Tuesday.
Good afternoon.
Appreciate you joining us as always. First off, we were expecting an announcement today regarding vaccine certificates. We understand that was canceled. Can you give us any insight into what is possibly causing the delay and when we might anticipate hearing about some sort of a vaccine certification program?
The answer is very straight. No, I can't. We will find out. And I don't know more than you do. Right now, we'll find out how this goes. I'm glad, you know, that the discussion is now just happening everywhere. It's one of the ways forward here. You know, we need to do something about Delta, and the certificates will help us with that.
Yeah, as the head of the science table and watching what has been happening elsewhere in Canada and beyond, just talk to us, if you could, how important is this tool, a vaccine certification program, in not only containing the spread of the virus, but perhaps even incentivizing people to get vaccinated?
Yeah, I think it can be very important. Let's face it, you know, this is all work in progress. Also, scientifically speaking, what we see is indeed that once vaccine certificates have been announced already, that typically vaccination registrations and also vaccination coverage go up, which is good news. What we need to be aware of here is that we're just talking about the situation where the mere fact that Delta is so transmissible means there's no way out. You need to get immune against the disease, against the virus. And there's two ways to do that, obviously. Either you get vaccinated or you get infected. And the problem is we still have so many people who are not vaccinated, especially people my age or older, you know, 50 plus, that these people could still get the ICUs completely in overflow mode if they get infected too early. So it's not only about getting people vaccinated, that it's also about protecting the vulnerable people, those who are not vaccinated, from themselves, and therefore also protecting our ICUs.
Okay, speaking of the ICUs, the emergency departments, can you give us a brief snapshot as to how hospitalizations are right now at this moment in the fourth wave?
Right now, we're at 360 hospital beds occupied by COVID-19 patients, including those who have been, you know, on the ICU for a longer term, actually, already. And we have roughly 160 ICU beds occupied, which is still okay. But we just need to be aware of that. You know, we're still in exponential growth. Numbers, daily numbers will go up. It looks less dramatic than just about 2 weeks ago, which is good news. So right now, our doubling time is a comfortable 4 weeks. It used to be 10 days for a while, meaning only 2 weeks ago, our numbers, the daily numbers, doubled every 10 days. Now they double every 4 weeks, which is much better than before. Which means also, you know, that right now with the 780 cases we have on average per day, that it would take roughly 4 weeks until these 780 cases would roughly become 1,500 cases per day, which is much better than what we had just a few weeks ago.
All right. And is that all because of the vaccination rate and that people in this province continue, maybe not at the pace that some would like, but to continue to get and be vaccinated, and the numbers of those with one and two doses fully vaccinated continue to climb?
Oh, it's absolutely a combination of two things. One is, of course, vaccines help. We would be in a lot of trouble without the vaccines. We need to be aware of that. They're really protective, especially against serious disease. But the other part really is people continue to do the right thing. Means masking indoors, means, you know, being careful and just doing much more things outdoors than indoors. And that's one of the issues here. You know, when you compare ourselves, for instance, with Alberta, you know, what are we doing much better than they do? Of course, we also have higher vaccine coverage, but one of the issues we do much better is that we still have some public health measures in place and people are reasonable. This helps big time.
Yeah. Are you satisfied as head of the Ontario Science Table where we're at when it comes to vaccine rates, or did you think we might be higher at this point?
Look, it's very difficult. The last mile is always difficult, but we still have a lot of people we can hopefully reach, you know, and what we see right now, also when you go, for instance, to our dashboard, so it should convince a lot more people. There are theoretical concerns about vaccine safety, but these concerns need to pale if we compare them, you know, with the risk of COVID-19, you know, with long COVID, with the risk of being hospitalized, ending up on an ICU. The vaccines really, really protect you against ending up on an ICU. They also protect you against infection. And that's what now should just convince quite a lot of those people who are still not fully vaccinated. We're internationally still extremely good with our vaccine coverage, but we need to get better. Again, if we want to have a stable situation, you know, where we don't have these outbreaks anymore and the surges and the waves, we basically need people to get immune, nearly all of them, 95% or more, either through vaccine or through infection. And that's the point that people now need to absorb. Infection is just not the way to go if you really want to stay safe.
I want to ask you as well about booster shots and where you stand on that. We had news out of Saskatchewan earlier today. I believe that they are looking at later this week instituting a third booster shot for some of the most vulnerable. Where are you when it comes to a third shot?
Yeah, look, I think it's really important right now. Also, when we look at that in an international setting, that we focus on those who are most vulnerable. And this really means that's elderly people, that's people with immunodeficiencies, especially if they live in congregate settings. And there probably will be the point coming where we also need to discuss those healthcare workers out there who will continue to deal with COVID-19 patients. We might need to protect them too. The point there is, these are small numbers of vaccine doses. If we use them wisely, we can actually just, again, you know, pivot things a little bit, which will be helpful. What we probably don't want to do also from an ethics perspective, we don't want just to start and go for third doses for everybody, because we really have a lot to do globally here still. But these few doses, if invested well, plus, you know, reduce doses for those below the age of 12. That's very little vaccine for a lot of benefit for the society.
All right. As we're in the midst of the fourth wave here, Dr. Uni, I wanted to ask you as well about this shift we're apparently seeing, where, of course, we know the first few waves of COVID were just so devastating to the elderly and those in long-term care. We're now seeing a shift, I understand, in this fourth wave to young people. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so first of all, what is important is waves always start with younger people. And this is not about people partying. It's about people actually getting the work done on our behalf, you know, in Amazon warehouses, or you call it, whatever it is. So parties may play a role, you know, bars may play a role, etc., but it's always a combination. Now, the beginning of the wave, you always see that's more young people, and then it starts to spill over also in older age groups. And now it all depends on how well the older age groups are vaccinated, of course. In any case, what we also see is that obviously now Delta again is just more severe, results in a higher risk of a severe disease as compared with the original virus. This also means that even, you know, a young person who is perhaps 25 or 30 or so has a certain risk of ending up on an ICU now anyway. It will now be a combination, basically, just all the unvaccinated people, younger or older, that's those who will end up in our hospitals in the future. Younger people will dominate at the beginning, and when it starts to spill over, older people who are unvaccinated or partially vaccinated will start to notice it too.
Yeah, just finally, Dr. Uni, I want to ask you, since we are talking about younger people, we're seeing a lot of them move back into the city for school this week. And I'm thinking about this long weekend as they settle there and maybe are out and about. Just how concerned are you we might see a spike in the numbers, particularly in that demographic going into the next week and out of this long weekend?
We know that, you know, it can happen, and especially these large populations of students just moving somewhere typically can create quite some blur. And that's what can happen here too. When we were, you know, a lot less exciting with our effective reproduction number a few weeks ago, this was most likely the effect of the last long weekend. So it may well be that the forthcoming long weekend again will create an increase in daily case numbers. So let's just be sensible as well as we can, meet outside, socialize outside. And again, let's continue just to go to work with vaccinations. That's the way out here. If we all get vaccinated, things will look different.
Dr. Uni, appreciate your time as always. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Peter Uni, head of the Ontario Science Table.